There's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system is operating at its peak. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a new natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking about women's health with a view towards the microbiome, and in particular the role that probiotics might play in addressing common women's problems. Our guest, Carly Newbert. So, Carly, you know, obviously these days a big buzzword is immune health. Our concern about, various types of susceptibilities. Everybody wants to enhance their immune system. They're taking all kinds of vitamins and supplements.
Yeah.
In a fundamental way, isn't the microbiome a somewhat of a determinant of immune competence?
You know, it really is. You know, oftentimes I'll ask my clients, I'll say, point to your immune system. Where is it? And they don't know what to do. And, you know, it's kind of an icebreaker with them. So the thing is, our immune system is primarily in our small intestines, because that is where maybe up to 80% of our immune cells are living. And so our small intestines is right after our stomachs. And so, you know, when we want to strengthen our immune system, we really need to strengthen the small intestines.
And so, there are a couple of parts of that. You know, one is like strengthening our own immune system, you know, the cells that line our intestine, the various constituents of our immune system, or, you know, our bone marrow where T cells get made and B cells, and so on and so on. But also, there's a constant interplay between the bacteria that are present in our intestinal tract and our immune system, and that helps to fortify our immune system, right?
Sure. So, you know, the Microbiome Project taught us that, you know, we have our parents, our mom and our dad. They give us about 22,000 genes that influence who we are, how we are, our immune systems, et cetera. Well, if we look at the microbiome, all of the bacteria, viruses, fungi that are living inside of us, they have 8 million genes that contribute to our health. And so they really are changing and modulating our immune system more than even the genetic material from our parents.
Indeed, you know, and an interesting experiment, and you know, you've studied the microbiome, and so you know as well as I do that the germs in our microbiome, if we eliminate them, and there are actually experiments where they have what are called germ-free mice. And they use these mice in various types of experiments. They intentionally completely eradicate all the so-called bad bacteria in their intestinal tracts. And when that happens, their immune systems collapse. Now, you might think of germs, you know, we're sanitizing our hands, you know, we're using Purell and alcohol wipes and so on and so on. Actually, it turns out that having germs or bacteria, the right bacteria in our intestinal tract, is essential to an immune response.
Yes. Fortunately or unfortunately, that is the truth, right? Because we're living in this era where we're trying to sanitize everything, and that may not be best for our long-term immune health. And so, you know, including fiber-rich foods, including foods with probiotics, and then, of course, including a high-quality probiotic supplement is really, in the long run, going to be a better strategy than trying to sanitize our bodies inside and out.
Indeed. So, Let's talk about different strategies for getting that balance achieved. Are there certain herbs, certain vitamins, as well as probiotics that may have an impact on the gastrointestinal tract, on the microbiome?
I think that when we're talking, immune fortification these days, we really are talking about prebiotics, which we're mostly getting from our food. And, if you're taking Dr. O'Hara's, luckily you're getting that as well. The other thing that's been talked about a lot lately, and the studies show this, is zinc. Mm-hmm. Zinc is going to help with overall viral loads, and that's why everybody's taking different forms of zinc and stocking up their cupboards. And there's plenty of research showing that that is a reputable strategy for overall immune health.
I think there's even some research that suggests that in addition to all its other benefits, vitamin D may have an impact on the microbiome. It's not clear why. Is it a prebiotic? Is it an immune modulator? It's not entirely clear why the D could have an impact. So in addition to taking probiotics, and we know that Dr. Harris is your favorite, if someone is suffering from a yeast problem, do you use herbs? Are you using, some sort of antifungal natural product?
Sure. I'm going to tell you that I'm a little bit old school and a little bit hard-lined. I really like my clients to eat raw garlic if they will.
Okay.
And so, you and I both know that that can be purchased in a supplement as well, right? We can get high allicin garlic
extract
capsule form.
Or something like that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but as kind of a biohacker, I'm a little frugal, and I really try to get my clients to eat raw garlic. And we know that we let the garlic sit out for a moment, we chop it or we chew it, and that's really going to release a lot of the allicin, which is the component that's going to help kill off pathogenic yeast and other bacteria in the body. So, I will use that. I'm trying to think if there's a couple of different herbal
berberine,
combinations
that I like that.
Sure. Yeah. Berberine. And, funny that you mentioned berberine, because I was just doing a little bit of research on that in terms of brain health. And I'm sure you've seen that as well. Recommended in the 500 milligram dose. And so, I'm thinking, gosh, all these times that I gave my clients berberine to help with, yeast or candida, and they reported, better moods and better brain function. That berberine seems to have a kind of a dual purpose, right? It's got the antimicrobial, but it also has the BDNF properties that are going to strengthen brain synapses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you through our partners. And now back to our guest, nutritionist Carly Newbert. So, as a practical matter, I think we all know that it's a good idea to reduce sugar, reduce carbohydrates, avoid alcohol. But in these times of stress, and I'm sure you deal with this when you're confronting your clients, probably you're doing a lot of telemedicine these days, and you're trying to encourage them to follow a kind of a straight and narrow path. How do you practically implement that? Because this is an addiction. And it's also, for a lot of people, these foods are comfort foods and kind of a solace. And also, bringing it back to a woman's situation, there's a reason that the movie she's got to have it, had that title. You know, at certain times of the month, she's got to have it. You know,
So, you know, my two biggest strategies on that are, you know, I hearken back to native cultures, and whether we're talking about the paleo diet or whatever culture, you know, these cultures were eating anywhere between 50 and 150 grams of fiber per day. So they are noshing and snacking and chewing on vegetable matter. And so if we can tailor a diet that's naturally high in vegetables, not forcing it, but actually where we're enjoying the vegetables, we're going to have less cravings. We're going to have less blood sugar issues. And so even when we're encountering hormonal imbalance or yeast, it's going to be less impactful because we've got this fiber that's helping the microbiome for one thing, but also providing us satisfaction or satiety. So we're just not going to get as many cravings. The other thing that I employ is healthy substitutes. So I don't want anyone to ever feel deprived and have this, you know, borderline eating disorder type of idea about about food. Right?
Because then you can get into trouble, because if it's like this dichotomy between, you know, I'm on a diet or I'm like, you know, it's like when she was good, she was very, very good. When she was bad, she was very, very bad. You know, it's like, we don't want that.
Sure, right. And we don't want that for the physical and the mental aspects. So, you know, I think healthy alternatives are very important. So, you know, having low sugar fruits, right? So are the berries high in antioxidants, low in natural sugars, fructose. And then, you know, we have all these options these days of low sugar or paleo style chocolates. Now, of course, these are treats. They're still going to be a sweetener. You know, we can also turn to sugar alcohols if that works with your digestive system. You know, carob is now a very popular product in some circles, and it doesn't need to be sweetened. So between getting the vegetables in to be satisfied and having these allowable treats that kind of satisfy both a physical and mental urge, you know, those two strategies are kind of the winning combo for most women.
And, you know, we were talking about the yeast connection in part one, and, you know, something that keeps coming up again and again, you know, when you discuss treating candida or yeast problems, is the so-called die-off, you know, which is it's a real hurdle to compliance, because sometimes before you get to that clear place where you're not experiencing brain fog, bodily aches and pains and fatigue, you experience a worsening of your symptoms. Has that been your experience yourself or with patients?
Absolutely, with both. And, you know, when we experience die-off, this is an increasing of symptoms. So the symptoms seem worse, and maybe we're even getting new symptoms. And that's really an indication that either the lymph, the blood, the bowels, or the liver are full of toxins that are just kind of waiting in line to leave the body. And so it's really important to employ detoxifying strategies as a general health measure, but especially when we're trying to find a balance, you know, getting rid of whatever it is in our systems that we don't really want, whether it's yeast or something else.
Are there strategies or supplements that help the body rid itself of the toxins that are released when yeast is suddenly killed off?
Yes. So coincidentally, fiber is a great way to detoxify, right? So we've got to have this high fiber diet. And then there's a couple of other supplements that I really like. I'm a fan of activated charcoal or biocarbon charcoal. That's available from a couple different brands. And, you know, this is not like we've gone outside and burned a piece of wood and now we're eating it. No, this, you know, these are selected sources of charcoal or carbon that act as microscopic sponges. Right. So when you swallow them go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, interesting story on that is my grandfather, who passed away many years ago, but lived to be 101. I remember that one of his favorite strategies for dealing with digestive problems, and he was a bit of a bon vivant, you know, he used to like to go to French restaurants, you know, and have filet mignon and drink some, you know, nice fine red wine, Chateau Neuf du Pape. Wine, he was a connoisseur, activated charcoal. And before the current vogue for detoxification, it's a tried and true method. And, you know, he probably brought it with him from early life experience in Europe.
I think that your grandfather might have been the original biohacker.
He was a bit of a biohacker.
Because, you know, that's a very commonly employed strategy among biohackers, is to take, as you were saying, activated charcoal before you go out for drinking, because it's absorbing, you know, some of those toxins that are created by the metabolism of the alcohol.
Maybe not better not to drink a lot, you know, is probably.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that might be the best strategy.
Right. Coming back to our subject, you know, in terms of probiotics, is there any reason to believe that by introducing beneficial bacteria that has, in some ways, it replaces or it supplants fungal species? Is there kind of a push-pull between the bacteria, the good bacteria, and the fungi?
Yeah, absolutely. And really that push-pull, that kind of tug-of-war is a really good analogy, because the more we introduce these stable, vibrant, strong probiotic species, the more they flourish, you know, in the gut, and bolster the immune system. And it just doesn't leave the room or the resources for these deleterious, issues, fungi, candida, whatever it is that we might be facing. So yeah, I mean, we're always trying to, you know, turn the tide, or, you know, pull a little bit harder in the direction of health in terms of taking our probiotics and eating a probiotic rich diet.
And, you know, when I've treated women who have vaginal yeast infections, I've encouraged them to take probiotics orally. And they sometimes, you know, say, well, how is that going to get to where it needs to go? You know, I'm taking it by mouth. And then I remind them that, you know, when it comes to anatomy, you know, there's a very close relationship between the GI tract anatomically and the genital tract. And the very bacteria that seed your gastrointestinal tract eventually find their way, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, to the, you know, the genital tract. I mean, we know that the same E. coli that populates our intestinal tract is responsible for urinary tract infections in women. So, you know, by repopulating the intestinal tract with good bacteria, that often helps to address dysbiosis within the genital tract, because there's a natural balance of bacteria down there that needs to be replaced.
Yes, and after all, we are all connected, right? All the parts in our bodies are connected. We sometimes think about them or treat them independently, but we are all one when it comes down to it.
Right, so it's not necessarily, I mean, some people employ this, they use like a yogurt douche, or they use probiotic suppositories or things like that, but it may not actually be necessary to, that's sort of an aggressive way to repopulate the good bacteria in your vaginal tract, but it may be unduly harsh for some women to attempt that.
Yeah, you know, compliance is always an issue, I'm sure, as you know. I'm always looking for the easiest thing that's going to get me the best results. And to get some women to do, like you said, any kind of douche, yogurt or otherwise, is impractical or scary, or, you know, whatever the resistance might be. Taking in a probiotic, a shelf-stable probiotic, is probably one of the easiest things I can get somebody to do, right? You know, if we have something that doesn't have to be refrigerated, we can keep it up on the counter, like Dr. O'Hara's, that is, you know, where you're going to get the best compliance.
And that brings up an interesting point, because vacation time, you know, unfortunately, happens to be one of the worst times for women's genital health. You know, delicately, what can really spoil a vacation is, you know, you go to some, you know, wonderful tropical place, and it's kind of a getaway vacation. You know, maybe you drink a little more, maybe you have some more dessert, maybe you're a little more sexually active. That's sometimes referred to as honeymoon cystitis, you get a yeast infection, lo and behold. And so having a portable probiotic may not be a bad thing to pack into your first aid kit when you go on vacation. When will be allowed to go back on vacation? Of course, you know, that's another
right. thing. Right. When that is, yes. Yeah, I mean, for many years, I used and recommended these refrigerated probiotics. And, you know, in reading the literature, you know, when we keep probiotics in the refrigerator, they're often actually found to become damaged, whether it's by moisture or by light. And so I'm really more prone and more fond to using something that is heat stable, you know, shelf stable, and that I don't have to worry about, how it's been stored, how it's been transported, because I know that there are sturdy strains, right? They have been naturally fermented and they are adapted to changing temperatures. So that's very beneficial.
Okay. Well, you know, that brings us to today's call to action, you know, to tell you about Dr. Harris Probiotics. They're available through Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers across the U.S. Also available at online retailers, including healthyhabitsliving.com. They're also available on Fullscript, which is my online dispensary. So what else can you tell us about women's health that relates to the microbiome and probiotics?
You know, I'm just really happy, you know, to be here today particularly, but really just been talking a lot, as we mentioned earlier, about this connection between mood and microbiome. You know, as women, we attribute our mood to, you know, our hormones, and, you know, like you said, maybe we're put on antidepressants or the birth control pill. And, you know, to have this knowledge and to spread this knowledge that our mood, as women and men, of course, but our mood is directly tied to the microbiome and the health of the bacteria within the body. I think it's so empowering because it gives us another option other than the pill or the antidepressants or being diagnosed with a mental health disorder. You know, we can take our health choices into our hands and say, look, I'm advocating for my mental and physical health, and it starts, you know, with my immune system, with my microbiome. So that's my parting message that I would leave and hope to empower women and men to recognize that connection.
Well, indeed. And you certainly offer a wonderful personal example of your journey towards better health by, acquiring knowledge and learning more about natural alternatives for the problems that you surmounted. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
Thanks for your work. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. That was Carly Newbert. And this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.